The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good evening, everybody. It's currently about 7:40 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, March 30th. I hope everyone's having a good weekend. We had a bit of a strange Saturday. Had a great start with this morning, hitting the kill total overs 3 out of 3 in the LCK playoff match between Hanwha and Kwangdong. It was looking great for the first game of the LEC slate with SK and Vitality. And things kind of went south from there. These two LEC games were, particularly that first match, was an absolute clown fiesta. Like, neither of these teams can close with a lead. Both these games looked well on their way to an under, and both these games ended up being, you know, pseudo throws in games that otherwise should have been controlled. I kind of understood that, you know, that was a possibility with how, you know, the LEC's been playing this weekend. And not this weekend, this season. And I'm not really surprised particularly, but it's still a little bit disappointing, I guess. we did split 1-1 in the second match with Fnatic and Giant X. And then, oh man, I mean, I guess I'll talk about the LCS one I'm going to release an episode later tonight or early tomorrow morning with the LCS match for tomorrow. For those that are looking for LEC, I covered the Sunday matches in the LEC show yesterday, so you can check that out there. Just needless to say, incredibly disappointed in Cloud9, but also not particularly surprised. It was part of the handicap yesterday. I'll talk about that more on that show, though. Anyway, we have the LPL playoffs kicking off on Sunday morning, bright and early. Not that early, I guess. I'm going to record Sunday and Mondays here for those of you playing the DFS slate. I believe DraftKings is doing a two-day LPL slate for the two best of fives here. From this point forward, I'll probably be just doing this day by day. If there's a chance for me to get ahead on it, I will. I will do the best I can with it, but patrons will get it one by one. I'll see what I can do about getting both out, but sometimes it gets a little shaky. For the first match, we have OMG -137 on the money line, -1.5 Mass at +156, -2.5 +449, +1.5 at -290 against Team WE +113 on the money line, +1.5 -191, +2.5 -638. The -1.5 is at +229, and the -2.5 is at +633. OMG 4-3 is favorites, 3-4 against the map spread this season. Team WE is underdogs, just 1-5 at 3-3 against the map spread. I should note that Team WE were only underdogs to the top six teams, so that should immediately ring, you know, that should raise a red flag for you here. The average price that Team WE were dogs as was +243. That means they were only dogs against like the truly good teams. Frankly, I find it kind of strange that OMG are favored in this contest. They do have side choice, but what have OMG done to really show us that they deserve to be favorites here? Like, statistically speaking, these two teams are, you know, WE have a better economy, OMG have slightly better objective control overall. You look at game grades of late, they're both kind of similar. You look at game grades relative to the league, OMG have a slight edge. Team WE are a slightly better team. In my opinion, it makes sense that this is close to even money. That doesn't surprise me. But even with side choice, OMG shouldn't be favored in this contest. And I don't understand why they are. Team WE kind of had, I mean, I guess Team WE had a really rough stretch to finish the season. They have not looked particularly good in the second half. Like something got figured out with them, which is odd. But, you know, this is a team that really, you know, they, perhaps like the issue to be concerned about with Team WE is that they play a little bit too conservatively sometimes. They only have a lead at 20 minutes in 44.7% of their games. OMG tend to have a lead in a lot more. 54% of their games, they have a lead of any size 20 minutes. 35% of their games, they have a significant lead at 20. And they have a very, very strong closing rate of 90%. You know, you look at that and it's like, wow, you know, OMG actually look kind of like a pretty good team, right? But OMG's game-to-game performance has been super weird, and when they lose, they get smoked. It is not particularly close a lot of the time. So I think you end up in a strange situation here where if you want to go to war with OMG, I just don't think you want to be laying a price with it. Maybe you play them map-to-map. I personally think WE are probably a better team. I like their roster quite a bit more. You know, I've been a little bit disappointed with their overall performance in general, but I think you can get enough of... I think this is close enough to a coin flip that you just take the plus money. There's a case to be made for OMG, like qualitatively, I get it. But something tells me WE are probably just a little bit better than what we've seen in the last few weeks. Another note I'll mention here is really in the last 3 weeks, OMG only had one truly difficult matchup, and that was a 2-1 loss against BLG. Other than that, they played mostly the bottom of the table. They won 2-0 against LGD. They got swept by RNG. They played Ultra Prime 1-2-0. And then their last match to finish the season was a couple weeks back. Or not a couple weeks back. It was the end of week 8 against Invictus, who were also a playoff team. But they did win 2-0. So, but as we know with Invictus, you know, they've been starting Wen, and they haven't looked particularly great in the second, you know, last couple weeks. But really, OMG have not been particularly, they haven't been playing good teams, really, the last few weeks, while Team WE finished the, and you can make the case for Team WE as well. They've at least had a couple tough matchups. They played Top Esports and LNG, but, you know, slightly tougher schedule for WE, probably painting their numbers a little bit there. I just think, like, WE are a better team. I really do. Like, I know over the balance of the season, their like, win-loss analysis doesn't look quite as good for those looking at the Patreon, like I discussed with, like, how often they're leading. But if you look at the way this team played the game for, like, two-thirds of the season, they were, like, doing the control deck style, like, scaling up kind of team composition. So it makes some sense that they were a team that didn't lead very often. They did kind of branch out, and they've been playing a lot more up-tempo looks in the second half. So it's, you know, I think you could make a case either way in this one. I think WE are a better team, very slightly. I think they should be small favorites here, or that this should be a literal pick 'em. And, you know, plus 113 is not a huge edge, but I think it's enough to play. And I'm going to play Team WE plus 113 for one unit. And Team WE minus 1.5 maps of plus 232 for 0.25 units. You know, maybe side choice ends up mattering more than I'm thinking it's going to. But, you know, the model made them short favorites. I think they're a slightly better team. I think they're a slightly better team even offside. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wrong on OMG, but... That's the only thing I played in this one. I didn't end up playing any derivatives. For the record, though, the models loved under 4.5 dragons. I don't know if I would go to war to that, like with that specifically in the playoffs, because the games tend to be a little bit more tense. But just so you guys have the information, less than 41% of OMG games and less than 37% of WE matches go over to like a fifth dragon or more. None of the market-making books are floating numbers on this, but you can see, like, some plus 120s and such at some of the square shops. I don't know if that's where people are playing or if the market makers end up posting stuff. You see anything that's, like, plus 110 or better, might be worth, like, a half stake. I wouldn't go full on that just because it's tough to gauge how tight teams are going to be for playoffs and what we're going to see. Plus, you tend to see a general uptick in game time, especially, like, on this most recent patch. So, Team WE moneyline plus 113 for one unit. Team WE minus 1.5 maps plus 232 for a quarter unit. Next up, we have Weibo Gaming, minus 268 on the money line, minus 1.5 maps at minus 114. The sweep is at minus 2.5 maps at plus 271. Against Invictus Gaming, plus 213 on the money line, plus 1.5 maps at minus 106, plus 2.5 at minus 351. The minus 1.5 is at plus 410, and the minus 2.5 is at plus 1024. Weibo 6-4 is favorites, 5-5 against the map spread. This is a team that got murdered against the spread this season. They were 9-15 against kill spread with a relatively low minus 5.9 kills as favorites. Invictus 4-5 as dogs, 5-4 against the map spread as dogs, 11-10 against the kill spread. Both these teams are under teams for kill totals, but not by much. So this is an interesting one. Model made this a short value on Invictus Gaming, made this -231 +176 with it really made it a 66-33. It was a -200 fair. You know, add some vig to that, and it's like, okay, well, you know, there's a case to be made for like just following the data and backing Invictus, especially if you consider the fact that like the real interesting thing with this situation is I'm assuming Yushinomi is going to be back for this, you know, for playoffs. You know, Invictus have been doing the Wen thing and messing with the lineup, and you know, I'm doing this a day ahead of time, so I don't have the lineups in front of me. You'll know more about this tomorrow. I'm assuming Yushinomi will be back. If he's not, Wen has not been good, and Invictus have been not very good at all within his, you know, in the absence of Yushinomi. Now, I'll admit, most recently, in their last 3 weeks, they have not had an easy match. Like, they played LNG, FPX, JDG, OMG, and Weibo, all playoff teams of varying strengths. So they haven't had an easy out. They've had a tough schedule, but they've won just a single game in the last 3 weeks. Like a single map, not a single series, a single map. So those were not all games with Yushinomi out, but, and it's kind of a tough schedule, but I think it's kind of, it indicates something to me that either this team's in a bad way or that they're just not that good. They were upset Kings earlier in the season, but really they haven't been doing well as on like big underdogs like that in like recently. They took a game off LNG. That was the only game win that they had in that entire span. So Invictus trending down for them. Weibo it's not like a huge uptrend for them, but they're steadily improving. This is a team that's been super shaky. They're still very, very shaky in the mid and late game. But earlier in the season, they just had no early game to speak of whatsoever. They were just trying to play the scaling game. And then when you're playing the scaling game and you don't have good mid and late game decision making, that's a bad combination. It just makes every game a coin flip or less. That's kind of what they were doing. Recently, they've put together a couple decent early games and shown the ability to blow games open early, which is important. Maybe show some development. They've been drafting a little bit more aggressively as well. They have also shown a couple 1-3-1 split push looks and the willingness to counterpick on red side, which is, I think, an important thing, especially in playoffs where you have to make adjustments within the series. It gives you more weapons in your arsenal to play with. So I don't think it's massive, but stock up for Weibo. So all told here, you have two teams trending opposite directions. You have a price that's, you know, short value on the underdog. I don't want to get involved with Invictus at this number. Like, if Yushinomi ends up coming in and playing, he's the kind of player that could blow open a series. I think he's the best, like, he would become the best player on the map for either team if he does play. Mostly because I think Zhao Hu has not been particularly good so far this season, although he's kind of playing better. Again, we're going to have, I should double check this actually. Let me see. Make sure something here real fast. Yeah, anyway, I think it's possible that, like, if you made me pick a side in this just at price, I would play Weibo because I think they're trending in the right direction and Invictus aren't, and Invictus have looked pretty terrible against other good teams in the last 3 weeks. But it's tough to tell how much of that was when and how much of that is a team thing. I think it's probably a little bit of both. I don't, like, the thing with Weibo is, like, I don't trust them either. Like, I really don't. I don't think this is a team that should really be laying this kind of price to anybody in the playoffs anyway. But Invictus have been kind of the worst team in the playoffs. Like, of the 10 teams that made it, they've been the worst team. And I'm not just saying that because they were the, you know, the bottom seed. They've recently looked the worst of all these teams. So it makes some sense. Like, if you made me pick a side, I'd probably play Weibo, but I ended up not playing anything in this match. There's no derivative. Like, literally, this could be a 3-0 stomp for Weibo, or it could be a complete circus 5-game slugfest because Weibo threw a couple games and nothing would surprise me in this match. I have no action. Heavy lean to the Weibo money line for me. No plays on the derivatives. I just like entered some made up prices for like the kill totals and neutral overs and stuff like that. And nothing showed particularly strong edges. This is like a very, like, if you want to overpay a little bit for Weibo, play the Weibo money line. I do not trust that team with a sweep at all. But I don't really have an interest in playing derivatives on this either. Weibo are also a team that show a couple different looks for things, so you could get wildly different game states game to game in this one. So this is probably one to play live. You'll know. If Invictus look like shit in the first game, then it's probably just going to be play map by map on Weibo the next couple. But I don't want anything to do with this preflop. Like, heavy lean to Weibo money line. I would probably overpay for them if you made me play this, because I think Invictus have just looked like shit the last few weeks. But that's all I've got on this one. No action on there. So that's it. That's going to be it for the LPL show. I'll be back later on tonight or very early on Sunday morning with the LCS finals show for Sunday. Until then, good luck and have a good night.